So, before we move on to some of the other papers you're involved with, since we talked about TAS 102, why don't we talk about one of your cases of a patient who actually received it, this 52-year-old man. So that's your second case. I don't know if you know who that is.
Yes.
Can you kind of briefly present what happened with this patient?
Sure. So he had rectal bleeding while he was on an NSAID in June 2011. And he had a clinical stage T3N1, and he was treated with neoadjuvant chemoradiation, followed by surgery, and then adjuvant FOLFOX, pretty much the way we would treat a standard rectal cancer for T3 or node positive. And he had a 5-centimeter moderately differentiated adenocarcinoma and no lymph nodes involved. So he was pathologic YP-T3N0. And then he did well for about another year, but he had a bone lesion then in his sacrum, which was treated with chemoradiation. And then he got 6 months of more adjuvant or quote adjuvant, secondary adjuvant therapy with FOLFIRI and bevacizumab. And that lasted about another year, and then he had additional recurrence. So we went back to FOLFOX bev, which he got with a remission. Then he was on maintenance therapy with CAPE bev for a while. In 2015, he got FOLFIRI again with aflibercept, and then he got irinotecan and panitumumab, which he did well on, but eventually progressed again. And so he was on the study of TAS and irinotecan for 8 months, and he did pretty well on that, but he eventually progressed. So he had the TAS-102 in combination, and then eventually he got regorafenib after that, but had a pelvic abscess, probably some kind of tumor perforation down in his pelvis.